It's Thursday, the day we read from your emails.
Many people wrote in about my interview with Sharon White. She's the woman from New Orleans we've been checking in with from time to time. Her home in New Orleans East was badly damaged after Hurricane Katrina. Last week, she found out that rebuilding in her neighborhood would be put on hold for 4 months, and then it would only go forward if the residents could put together a plan to show the area's viability. When we spoke to her, she was very angry at the Rebuilding Commission.
We had many listeners who were sympathetic to Sharon White, including Rob Allison of Boston, who writes, "To hear Ms. White's tearful account of the plans to demolish her neighborhood and the house of which she is so proud made my heart ache. She said that she would rather face another Katrina than this. She is, as always, insightful. Nature can be fearsome, but only people can be cruel."
Sharon Barnum of Sanford, Michigan, disagrees. Here's what her email says. "I'm so sorry for this woman. I cannot imagine losing my home. It's never happened to me, thank heaven. However, to rebuild her home in a location that will be prone to flooding isn't in her best interest. As a taxpayer, I am more than happy to rebuild a home that is likely to stand the test of time and the elements. But if it is more likely to be damaged or destroyed every 5 or 10 years because the levees aren't suitably repaired, it's not a good investment of those dollars."
We also received some critical emails on my interview about lobbying reform with Republican Congressman David Dreyer. He's leading the GOP's reform effort. This comment comes from Sandy Campbell of Siler City, North Carolina.
She writes, "When Representative Dreyer kept talking about how the Republicans were the party of reform and how much they'd done to reform the ethics situation in the last 10 years, I kept waiting to hear the interviewer ask, 'Then why has it gotten so much more corrupt in these 10 years?' But she let him walk instead.
Michelle Mercer's story about community choruses struck a chord with many choir members who wrote in, including Claudia Broman of Pittsburgh. She writes, "Thank you, thank you, thank you for illuminating an art form about which oh so many of us feel oh so passionate." Michelle Mercer's report was spot on in describing how choristers feel about their art. I, too, am an alto in a community chorus, the Bach Choir of Pittsburgh. "Last night, we rehearsed Beethoven's Ode to Joy. This morning, I woke up humming it and feeling grand. Rehearsals are an oasis in an otherwise chaotic week. One forgets about emails and cell phones, bills and deadlines, and concentrates on something outside oneself."
Finally, we had a little item on the new state slogan for New Jersey and the city of Trenton's slogan. A sign on a bridge there reads, "Trenton makes, the world takes." This prompted some laughs and memories for listeners, including Naomi Lewin of Cincinnati. Miss Lewin writes, "When I was a kid growing up in New Jersey, a crucial letter was missing from the bridge, having either fallen into the river or been appropriated by a thief with a wry sense of humor. Considering the sorry state of the New Jersey capital, we were always amused to read, 'Trenton aches, the world takes.'"
Please share your memories, criticisms, and sympathies with us. To send us an email, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us button near the top of the page.